Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, good evening, good evening. We welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. And we have Gloria Lindsay is back as a guest chef tonight with her book, Sacred Prayers. We're so excited to have her back with us again. And we're just coming off the 4th of July, if you're listening to us on demand, so kind of get an idea of when we did the show. So we thank you whether you're live or listening in after the show. So we've got a few people, all regulars on the table. So Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. And, you want to tell everybody who you are and what you're a little bit about?
Well, I'm a friend of Robin's from high school, and I'm currently living in Seattle, Washington. I have a tattoo shop up here. I do tattoos for a living. It's called Chromome Tattoo. And I hope I make a mark on people.
You make a mark on people every day. There you go.
I try to, at least.
Hopefully it's a good mark. Yeah, hopefully it's a good
mark. Good
mark. It's a creative mark. How about that? Yeah, a creative mark. Well, you know, one thing Jamie has is Jamie and I have a couple phone calls talking about sharing on a level of creativity. It's just the level of sensitivity it takes to be a tattoo artist and really helping someone to expressing something they're wanting to have on themselves as part of their identity. It's such an important element to make sure that it's the way that they want it and how it's going to be expressed in themselves. So it's a very unique gift and talent to help people in that way of showing their uniqueness. So you go, Mr. Jamie.
Thank you.
Get quiet. Okay. And we have Miss Gloria in the house. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you?
Hi there. How are you, Robin?
I am fabulous. I'm fabulous. Anything you want to share about yourself besides you're just the fabulous girl from San Diego?
Oh, well, first I'd like to thank you for inviting me back again to talk about sacred prayers and other things that I've done. And it's quite an honor to just be here and to share this information. I would like people to know that after we finish today, my website is www.GloriaLindsay.com. And I will mainly be discussing sacred prayers, but I have two other spiritual books, Connections of Spirit and Guided by Spirit, which are part of a trilogy that, of course, I have written. The trilogy has been written, but it hasn't been published, and that I also conduct workshops every third Saturday at the Learning Light Foundation. And I have the address this time. It's 12 East Lincoln Avenue in Anaheim, and the telephone number there is 714-533-2311. And coming Saturday, July 16th, from 2 to 4 p.m., I will be reading my sacred prayers and conducting a guided meditation, and my older daughter, Crystal, whom you know, Robin, will be channeling. We always ask people to come with questions to ask the channel, and they get amazing answers. So, pretty busy there.
Yeah. So Learning Light in Anaheim it's the third weekend or second weekend?
It's always the third Saturday in the month. And it's from
the third Saturday of every month, okay?
So that's every month.
Okay.
Honored to be there, and it's from 2 to 4, and the next one is of course Saturday, July the 16th.
Okay, great. And just to remind everybody, too, that Gloria Lindsay has three different books. One is called Connections with Spirit, right? Triumphs Over Trauma. And Triumphs Over Trauma is actually very interesting because her youngest daughter, Jennifer, wound up being born with, she had had some oxygen deficiency at the time of birth, right?
Yes.
And so there was a big challenge of making sure with intensive care and everything that she got all the the extra TLC that you need to be Polar Sister. And now Jennifer is an accomplished performer. She's
she's an engineer.
Music. What's her day job? She's like a physicist or something.
She's an engineer, project engineer, but she also composes music, and she has her own CD, and she's done all of the background music for my CDs. I do readings, like I'm reading to you tonight. I also have CDs where I read from these spiritual books that I write, and Jennifer performs all of the music, composes it, and performs it, and she sings in several different octaves. Sometimes she has four or five voices accompanying in song my prayers that I read and that are on the CD. She's also a lyric soprano and a violin.
Yeah, she plays violin and what else? What other instrument?
She's a lyric soprano and she plays the violin, and she can play the piano, not as well as the violin.
That's better than me. So she's got one up on me, so that's good. Yeah, she's just and she sings like an angel. Oh my gosh, I've heard some of the music in coming to some of these workshops and stuff with Gloria and her daughter Crystal, and the music is just it just takes you away to another. It's heavenly. It takes you to heaven. It really does.
Thank you.
Which is this really wonderful place. Yeah. So just reminding everybody, if you want to go to order any of that stuff, go to GloriaLindsay.com. And it's also through Author House Publishing, and she's also got her stuff listed at with Amazon. So there's a couple different ways that you can get that. So we had talked a little bit before getting into the cafe, and Gloria was kind enough to say that she'd go ahead and kind of open our whole discussion tonight with one of her prayers from Sacred Prayers.
Yes, and I shall do that. It's called Giving Thanks. I'm in a gratitude, and I think it's very important to stay in gratitude. And so the prayers have different topics that they deal with in the book itself, but tonight we will be talking about giving thanks. Each day I rise with the love of the Lord indwelling, pulsating throughout my body. And I greet a new sunrise with rejoicing and thanksgiving for the sacred energy and the bliss I experience. Then I pray for the opportunity to create all I do, think, or say in the consecrated light of my holy indwelling presence. Every act, every deed, every utterance, every insight is for gratitude and appreciation of all my holy guides who remain steadfast with me, comforting me, reassuring me that I am eternal and loved and blessed beyond measure, and that I am never, ever alone. And throughout my day, I remember thy holiness, and I humbly ask for thy nurturing support and the enlightenment that accompanies it, O God. I then see obstacles as opportunities for rejoicing as I focus on my beloved divine presence who keeps me in an elevated vibrational state of awareness so that all tasks are accomplished with grace and ease. And I continually give thanks for all the glory that surrounds me daily. Then I greet the magnificent sunset at the end of my day with rejoicing and thanksgiving too for all the miracles I have encountered, for all the gifts the universe has lovingly presented to me throughout this amazing day. And my prayer, dear God, is one of gratitude for the experiences I have gleaned and the wisdom and transformation I have received each moment during this wonderful, miraculous, splendid day. Today. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I just feel so quiet. I'm like, huh. Oh.
Thank you.
You know, I have to, it's just reminding me, last week I was taking a delivery, because I have a flower shop in Riverside called Flowers For You, and I was taking a delivery, and I came out from, it was one of those situations in kind of a care home, and just feeling really grateful to had brightened somebody's day with the flowers, and I looked up into the trees, and I was just like in such a place of gratitude, and it just overwhelmed me with just this level of, just this new level of gratitude.
Yes.
It was
yes.
So awesome. It's you know, really, it goes beyond words when some people say, what was that like? And it's like, to give it words would just not do it any kind of justice.
That's true. And you know, when we remain in gratitude, it's nothing else, just remaining in gratitude throughout our day, no matter what obstacles present themselves to us, we'll find that we can resolve problems with grace and ease just by staying in gratitude. It's an amazing thing. Miracles happen when we are in gratitude. And I remember I'm sorry?
No, I was just going to say, people make it sound like, well, gosh, that sounds so easy. It sounds like it's too easy. And that's the point. It is so easy.
Yeah, it's very simple. We make things complicated when they're very simple, I think. I know I have done that. And when I found out that just remaining in gratitude, giving thanks for every little thing that happens, giving thanks for the words that come to me, and I think the words have amazing power because they come through me for everyone, just giving thanks for that and other things that happen constantly throughout the day for the unexpected surprises that come our way. And, you know, it's our outlook, how we look at them. And that's why I feel it's very important when we are focused on inspirational literature or inspirational thoughts, and they in turn will encourage us to have inspirational deeds. It's very important what we are thinking in our minds and what we connect ourselves with. Sacred words is just one of the things, it just came through me, but the ideas themselves, and anything that's inspirational will uplift you, and it shifts the vibration of the person. And, you know, it has been told to us many times over, Robin, that when we dwell on very negative thoughts, such as fear and anger and frustration and despair and vengeance, we don't feel well. But when we focus on uplifting thoughts, it shifts our vibrational frequency. It just shifts things, and we suddenly find that we can resolve any problems. We find that we feel a lot better. Our blood pressure is lower. It has been tested over and over what meditation does for you. And meditation is actually in having positive music and positive thoughts, positive readings, and they are being fed into our consciousness. And when this happens, we become really distressed. We become more relaxed. And the more we are relaxed, the more we awaken, and the more we can listen to that inner voice that is within us, that's constantly talking to us all the time. It's just
One thing that's exciting that I've been noticing lately is that science is definitely supporting the idea of being mindful and also with meditation. And they're saying that, you know, if you meditate every day, your brain actually changes.
Exactly.
They've done enough research with scans and things like that nowadays where they'll take somebody who hasn't been a meditator and then watch the process over a series of months of how the brain actually changes. And being able to handle situations of stress and different kinds of situations of tension and just situations, which is such a different level of clarity and more of a level of detachment. So things like you're saying, things can just turn out so much better because you don't have that element of stress that's also being a factor for helping to have it turn out well.
And another thing to add to that is that when you're thinking about positive things and you are focusing on uplifting music and uplifting words, not only does it shift your consciousness, But you become a magnet, attracting people and things that are for your highest good. Have you ever walked into a room and you can feel the energy? And if the energy is very positive, you just relax and say, wow, I love being here. Or have you ever walked into a place and, wow, I got to get out of here as soon as I can? There's something there. So shifting your consciousness will help you to send out this positive energy. That's why prayer is so important. When we're praying, the goal is to pray and send the prayer out to the universe so that the universe knows where it is needed and takes it there. It's just amazing what prayer does. It's just that vibrational frequency that goes out. And by reading aloud uplifting words, powerful words, you'll come to your own self-realization. That's one of the sacred treasures within you, that you have the potential to heal yourself, to uplift yourself, so that you will be able to face any challenges with the confidence that this inner presence is within you and that you can handle absolutely anything. You become more aware, more awakened beauty in life. This is what happens. This is one of the sacred treasures that's within you. Once we realize that we have this infinite indwelling presence, that we do not, quote, as they say, die, but transcend. You have this transformation cafe. I love that. I love the title. Because you're transforming constantly. We're shifting constantly. So no matter what we do, how we do it, it is our outlook on life, approaching it. And that's why I said staying in gratitude is extremely important. Yes, meditation helps to relax the body. Prayers help to relax the body. Reading uplifting words, listening to uplifting music, all of this helps to feed the consciousness, which in turn affects your physicality, your physical body is what we call it, your mental body, and your emotional body as well as your spiritual body. They're all connected and they're all one. It's like walking out and seeing a tree and going and giving thanks to it, or flowers, like you have beautiful flowers, and saying, look at the love that they bring. Beautiful flowers. Well, you cannot help but smile and just feel good around them. This is Mother Nature saying, pay attention. Pay attention. We're all connected. We're all one. And if we can shift the consciousness to know that we are truly all one, look what would happen in the world. Start with prayers and meditation, working on the inner presence, working on oneself. Because truly, this is all we can do, is work on ourselves. And then we hope that by working on ourselves, it becomes a magnet sending out that energy so that someone else can say, gee, what are you doing? You really look different. And then you can share what you're doing with others. It's this love that we give to others, the joy, the happiness, the peace, and all of that comes from within. And it can be generated by the seeds of prayer.
And I really love what the Bible is always saying, that you should just pray without ceasing.
And gratitude, doing that in a way, when we start the day with gratitude, we are praying without ceasing, and we go through the day with gratitude. We end the day with gratitude. That's like without prayer unceasing, constantly praying in a way.
Especially to the end of the day when you're already in bed, all tucked in, and then think about five things to be grateful for, five wonderful little small things of the day that don't necessarily have to be that significant to anybody else, but to you, it could have been somebody opening, holding a door for you at a grocery store, or just seeing a child seeing a child in total joy playing in a sprinkler. I mean, it could be anything. It could be any little moment, or, you know, I don't know. It just seems lately I'm driving down the street and I'll notice the way people are walking and they're interacting with each other, you know, in their sense, and there seems to be such a level of being able to smile and appreciate somebody that they're with the companionship of whoever they're walking with, and it's just a simple sense of joy of, you know, you could tell they're having a wonderful conversation or, you know, whatever, enjoying an ice cream cone, who knows. But catching people, it's catching people in just those small little things of the day that they treated themselves to something that was a small joy and an enjoyment, and being able to have that carry out to other people, you know, and just in kind gesture or just enjoying where they were.
That's it. Yes, that's the key. And, you know, sharing and being open to, you're right, paying attention and being open to marvelous things like that. Those are, and you know, they bring such good joy to one's being when we focus on something like that before we go to sleep. We can always find something positive that has happened to us each day. Mm-hmm. And I say we are more than what we see in our day-to-day lives. We are more than what we see in these relationships and activities. We're bombarded by a lot of things out there. But as long as we know that we are not limited and that we have this holy indwelling presence that's with us, we can approach everything in gratitude, everything. Mm-hmm. And we can say, oh, we can handle it. We can handle it, knowing that a lot of these material things are finite, but we are infinite. We are unlimited in what we can be, what we can see, what we can hear, what we can create. We are actually unlimited in that. But we have to remember how powerful we are, how divine we are, how infinite we are, how blessed we are. And these prayers and other inspirational readings or music, uplifting thoughts, this is what shifts us and constantly brings us back to saying, look how powerful you are. Look how infinite you are. Because there are things outside that are trying to say, oh, you're finite, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. But yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Now, how did you learn that, Gloria?
Pardon?
How did you learn that?
Well, I started out, it's interesting. When I was very little, my grandmother had me reading the book Psalms. And I had to read it with expression and passion. And it got to the point where I said, wow, there are some very powerful words in here. Mm-hmm. And from that, I became a speaker. I was in speech and debate, and I enjoyed that. But I always went back to inspirational thoughts. And I began reading Norman Vincent Peale. I started taking yoga classes and began reading other enlightening books. As I said, Wayne Dyer, I loved his Your Sacred Self and all of his books that talk about the power of intention. So it was people like this. I started feeding my consciousness positive things. Because I'll tell you one thing, you guys. I was born in the South, and I was in the South when there was Jim Crow. And it was all around me, and so there was this consciousness that was saying that you were inferior. But as I read and prayed, I realized I was more than this external that I was seeing outside. There was something else that was shifting inside of me saying, that's not the reality. The reality is that you are powerful and you are infinite and that we are all one. And that's the consciousness that I focus on now. So I went from that consciousness as a little girl with my grandmother encouraging me to focus on uplifting words and uplifting music, and I learned spirituals that talked about this inner presence, this God. And for me, it just changed and shifted everything. And I in my mind, it was, I can do anything. I can absolutely do anything. And whenever the outside bombarded me saying, no, you can't, and you can't do this and that and the other, I found once I went back in and I got that power inside of me reconnecting with that power. It's always there, reconnecting with it. I could go out and I could accomplish just about anything. I'm telling you, I would sit down, and the way I wrote these prayers, and by the way, this is volume one. I've already written volume two. I just haven't published it yet. The words,
yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, the words flowed through me. They just flowed through me. And and I would just write. I didn't question. I just stayed in gratitude. Appreciation. And I continue to acknowledge. In the morning, I wake up. I'm talking to the angels in the inner presence. I'll drive in the car, and I'm talking to the angels in the inner presence and the enlightened masters. I'm talking to that divinity that's within me that is infinite and has infinite inner realms.
You have a crowded car, huh?
Pardon?
Yes, so do you have a crowded car?
I have a crowded car. I'll tell you guys one quick thing. I know we're running out of time. But one time I
You got angels, you got masters, you got all these people hanging out in your car. Okay.
I was driving one time, and it was very interesting. Before I got in the car, I said, okay, angels, well, we have to go to this place. We've got to get there, so everybody get in. Later that day, one of my neighbors said, boy, it was just nobody but me in the car. She said, do you know I saw you, and there were a carload of people in your car.
Oh, my goodness.
You had a lot of people with you today.
Oh, my goodness.
All I could say was, wow, I was the only one really driving the car. There was no one else in the car. He saw other people. Now, what do you think of that?
I think that's marvelous.
I think that's awesome. That someone could see that. And I was just sitting there talking to
angels. Yeah, confirmation. That's just confirmation. You invited them all in the car, and then somebody else sees your car all with, all crowded in with a whole bunch of, you know, wonderful beings. That's wonderful. Well,
yes.
Believe it or not, we're down to our last 3 minutes, and we talked about doing another prayer before we close. So can I have you read another one?
Yes, this is a short one. This is a new awareness. This is acknowledging that divine inner presence. I am a magnificent angel in human form. I am the perfection of life. I am grateful to be me. All good things are mine today. I see beauty all around me and within me. I live with divine passion and blessed commitment to be the best that I can be each moment. I am awake, energized, and alive with God vibrations. I focus on good things. I am at total peace with my soul. I am open to receiving all the abundance, riches, and guidance the universe lovingly bestows upon me daily. I embrace joy, love, peace, compassion, and good health with passionate enthusiasm. I live in total gratitude for all that comes my way, for today is the best day of my life. And so
amen.
That is
amen.
My prayer.
Amen, Sister Gloria. Amen, amen, girl. That's good.
Amen.
Thank you for this
Absolutely.
Opportunity. Thank you.
Nice. Well, thank you. Just to remind everybody, we've been talking with Gloria Lindsay, and she's the author of several books. Her newest book is called Sacred Prayers, Volume 1, and like she said, she's got Volume 2 coming out very shortly. Her other books are Connections with Spirit, Triumph Over Trauma, and Guided by Spirit. So I really encourage everybody to get her books, and if you'd like any more information with that, you can go to GloriaLindsay.com. And be able to come. Do you have a contact number you'd like to give to people just in case somebody wants to get a hold of you, Gloria?
Yes, 714-964-5056.
Okay, and she will be having her class over at Guiding Light in Anaheim the third weekend on Saturday from 2 to 4. If you want to go ahead and call them and make a reservation, let them know you'll be coming. That's always helpful for them to know how many people they're expecting. So
yes,
that's
the number
wonderful.
There is 714, may I give the number? 714-533-311 at the Learning Light Foundation. And that's for July the 16th from 2 to 4.
Right. So that's going to be exciting.
Thank you,
Miss Gloria. You're just a wonderful guest chef. What can I say? We always end up having one. And if you want to come on back, we can focus in on one topic and go for it because you just – I just love how you just, like, she just takes over the table and just starts talking. That's what chefs do, so that's all good.
Well, I'd love to come. Thank you. So,
Girl, we'll talk in it, and they have to definitely come back. So we'll talk to you guys next time, and thank you again for joining us at the Transformation Cafe.
And thank you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand. Or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.